First off, Adam, welcome back to the Black Country.
Well, I'm enjoying it, absolutely loving to be back.
It's been, what, the best part of 12 months now since the events of last August. It must be an absolute pleasure for you to be reopening Hickories today.
Oh, the passion we've had for it, the passion from the community has just driven this through for us. After the incident, the fire, literally it's been like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, just watching it grow, and we've not been able to do that with the community around us, our team that we had from the original team, working with us over the last 12 months at other Hickories around the country, to come back and reignite our passion back at this fantastic venue.
It's interesting you mentioned this idea of community, actually, because the outpouring of love for a restaurant after, you know, the events of last August was just huge. It was unprecedented.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Neil, our owner, says he brought a tear to his eye, the outcry and all the emails of condolences and please come back, please come back, please rebuild from the community. And that's one thing that makes Hickories what it is. It is the community, and that's why we enjoy it, and that's why we do what we do. Yes, we're a great restaurant, but we want to be a hub for that community, and we show the love and they show the love back.
Do you think there was, you know, from that point of the outpouring of support, do you think there was ever a point where people thought, well, maybe we do, maybe we don't, or do you think that was just the catalyst to say, we've got to come back?
I think from when we first opened, from the original, the effect it had on the community for us, and the outcry when they first arrived to us, was just that we were welcomed with open arms. Yes, there were some concerns, like any new place, it's change, and change is different, and everyone's got to get their head around it. But, you know, with Hickories, it's all about being quirky, we're passionate about what we do. People saw that, and they got behind us 100%.
And talking about change, it's a new building, obviously, a new structure, a huge amount of passion and a very similar atmosphere, but some subtle differences to the building that was here last year. Just tell us a little bit about what people can expect if they come down to Hickories now.
So, yes, I mean, because we could start with a completely new canvas, we could learn about some of the mistakes we had on some of our original buildings, and we could work on them. So we've got the open fire pit inside the restaurant, which is smoking our briskets and our sausages throughout the day, with our big smokers at the back. We've also included the players' book, like a secret area for good old sports fans. But we've reinstalled the good favourites of the cinema. But also, we've got outside our two ping pong tables for those sports enthusiasts who are never too young to not play a bit of ping pong.
And most importantly, of course, you know, a fantastic staff, a fantastic atmosphere. But it all comes down to the food.
Oh yeah, the team in the kitchen have been absolutely fantastic. The training they've gone through, the hours and passion that they've got for their trade, for the food that they do, you can taste it in what they deliver. The guys in the kitchen, literally, the food is so good because they love what they do. They love what they do. You taste that in the food, you taste that passion, it comes out. So yeah, hats off for the hours they've been putting in behind that hot stove and over those hot smokers.
And if people were coming down, maybe for the first time, maybe a revisit for the first time after the reopening, what would your suggestion from the menu be for them? If you were coming down as a punter, what would you be eating off the menu?
Well, to start off, go and see our great guys in the bar. Have a cracking Moscow Mule or a New Orleans Mango Fizz. We've got some great IPAs behind there as well. Some good old Peaky Blinder from Saddlers up the road. We've got Duck and Cover from some local breweries as well. Come on through, have starters. My favourite's the tacos, big fan of the tacos. Get a little bit of everything at the start of it. But literally, to me, it's the smokehouse platter. Yes, it's big, get someone to share it with, but you get a taste of everything.
What's the response been like? Because, you know, looking around here today, the amount of people that have got the biggest smiles on their faces that are sort of reigniting that passion, if you like, for Hickories and for the venue, it must be great for you guys to see that.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's showing that all our hard work's pulled off. We're reaping the benefits of the seed we've sown with that community, with all the training. People are enjoying it, and it's seeing the experience. I mean, we don't employ experience, we employ personality and attitude, and that we put into our team. We don't have customers, we have guests. They come in, but we want them to treat it like their home, and literally a home from home. And yeah, we love it, they love it, they keep coming back, and it keeps us happy.
And you mentioned team. Talking to Neil earlier, you were saying there's at least a good handful of people here that have sort of, since the incidents last year, have travelled with the brand to other restaurants and then come back here again. So it must be great for you as the general manager to see that passion from the staff and that desire to stay with the brand and get involved.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I've worked in this industry for over 20, 25 years, and it's so refreshing to see a brand literally have such loyalty off their team because they invest so much in about it. They care. They know that if they look after their team look after their guests, and their guests are happy. It's that simple, but so many places, we do it well and we enjoy doing it well.
And if people are thinking, do you know what, I didn't realise it was back, I can see it's back, I need to get myself a table, I think it's fair to say the message would be book sooner rather than later.
Yes, official bookings we can book from is the 26th, so next Wednesday. We are opening for walk-ins next Monday and Tuesday, but the 26th is the official day you can book from. Online bookings goes live on that day as well, but people are phoning up for phone bookings far in advance, so we are filling up about a month in advance on the weekends.
What would your sort of resounding message to the public be? Those people in the community that have supported you, that have got behind you, the people that came and bought cups of tea whilst firefighters were fighting the fire. What would your sort of message of thanks, if you like, be to those people?
It just goes to show you're nothing without your community. The biggest thanks for the love that they've had for us, and we hope we can repay them with the great service that we deliver. It is very humbling that you have such a community love behind you.